This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Running. Hello, America. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States of America. The phone number 877-973-7425 should you wish to be on the program. Things are not working out so well for President Biden. And I've told you since last Thursday, the odds are he stays in the race because there's no way to force him out. If you want to push him out of the race, you got to push him down the stairs. He doesn't have to get out if he doesn't want to. Well, the Democrats are starting to look fondly at the White House staircase. His press conference last night isn't actually going over well. The president, with bronzer on this time, he looked less cadaverish. He addressed the United States of America last night to tell people that he is upset with the United States Supreme Court. And up there's the audio.
The presidency is the most powerful office in the world. It's an office that not only tests your judgment, perhaps even more importantly, it's an office that tests your character. Because you not only face moments when you need the courage to exercise the full power of the presidency, you also face moments where you need the wisdom to respect the limits of the power of the office of the presidency. This nation was founded on the principle that there are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. With today's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity, that fundamentally changed.
Except it's not true. In fact, the Supreme Court said the president is not above the law. He's whipping people into a frenzy trying to capitalize on the case, as I said he would, about Donald Trump. The problem is his open. Let's listen again to President Biden's open.
The presidency is the most powerful office in the world. It's an office that not only tests your judgment, perhaps even more importantly, it's an office that tests your character.
The most powerful office in the world, and all he can do is read a teleprompter. He took no questions at the end. None. And one of the things I found very notable about his speech is he's essentially upset that he can't send his political opponent to prison. He could have used it as an opportunity to say it doesn't matter, the case doesn't matter because he's going to win. He's putting democracy on the ballot, and he's upset that the court didn't do his bidding when the court's actual decision makes it less likely that if Trump wins, Biden can be prosecuted for anything. It's actually a good case for Joe Biden. The problem here is this. This was not a speech by a president last night. This was a speech by a candidate, bitterly clinging to power in ways that he probably shouldn't. He told Democratic donors an hour before the speech to watch the speech, they would be reassured, but they're not reassured. they are in no way, shape, or form reassured by the president. Jake Tapper at CNN today is noting that the president has not reached out to Democratic governors. And Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, is trying desperately to organize a phone call with the president to reassure the governors that he's got it together and is capable of running for office. Let me read you Jake Tapper's tweet, because I think it's actually really important you understand the whole course of this. Breaking: sources, Democratic governors held a call yesterday. Just governors, no staff, no one from the campaigns or the White House, organized by Tim Walz, chairman of the Democratic Governors Association. On the call, Democratic governors expressed concern about what's going on with the president. They know if they come forward publicly with concerns, it'll likely cause Biden to dig in more. They were surprised none of them had heard from him. There were discussions on the call about wanting to have a call with the campaign or the White House. Some discussed having Harris address them. Strong sentiment they need to hear from Biden. They're trying to set up a Zoom meeting. You know the very first response, the very first reply to Jake Tapper is from some Biden-Harris supporter who says this: why not talk about Trump, Project 2025, the Supreme Court decision, because the future of our democracy? If Joe Biden is all that stands between you and the end of American democracy, you're pretty much toast. It's not true, but they've believed the rhetoric. Things that cannot continue will not continue. And the Biden campaign cannot continue. I don't know if that means Joe Biden has to go or if he needs a massive campaign staff shakeup. But here's what I do know. What I do know is that the president could have held an actual press conference to show his mental acuity. He could have immediately done something like that, and he hasn't. The best he's done is a campaign press conference on a stage with a teleprompter in North Carolina that he's now used in his ad campaign, but he's done nothing to reassure the public, and the public needs real reassurance. Here's Harry Inton from CNN.
Or by the president's defenders, that his age was also considered an issue 4 years ago.
You know, if you look at the polling now, compare it to what was pre-debate and compare it to what was 4 years ago, it's just not even on the same planet, Anderson. If you ask voters now, does Biden have the mental fitness, in fact, be president, those numbers are incredibly low. The percentage who say he does not have the mental fitness, look at this, 72% say he does not have the mental fitness in order to be president right now. That's up from 65% pre-debate. But compare that to 4 years ago, the percentage of voters who said that Biden was too old, it was just 36%. That's half the level that we're looking at right now. These numbers are not anywhere close to being the same. 4 years ago, voters for the most part thought Joe Biden was with it. He could handle the job as president. You look at those numbers now. The fact is, voters do not even see them on the same planet. They don't think Biden's with it. They do not believe he has the mental fitness to be president. And I have to be honest with you, I don't know how he wins with the numbers that we see right now. There is no precedent for the numbers that we're seeing right now for someone running for president, letting alone getting a nomination. These are the types of numbers, when you combine them with some of the numbers that we're seeing post-debate that show him trailing Donald Trump, these are the types of numbers that could end a campaign if he can't turn them around.
That's pretty big stuff from Harry Inton laying it on. The problem is that then you have people like Jay Johnson, the former Homeland Security Secretary for Barack Obama, who will go on TV and say something like this.
A presidency is more than just one man, one woman. It's an administration. I would take Joe Biden on his worst day at age 86. So long as he has people around him like Avril Haines, Samantha Power, Gina Raimondo supporting him over Donald Trump any day, with the crowd that was behind him on January 6, 2021.
You can say that, but we already know the American public doesn't really care so much about this democracy under attack idea. You can say that. And when you have your campaign surrogate circle the wagon like Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy.
It's just so frustrating that people are automatically willing to dismiss 90 minutes of a bad performance and compared to 3.5 years of an excellent presidency. And Michigan should see that more than any other state.
3.5 years of an excellent presidency, what have Americans seen? Higher grocery prices, higher gas prices, a sense of doom and dread, international chaos, and they think that is a good metric? There's a lot of denial here. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who is not a fan of the president to begin with, he's a Democrat, but he's not a fan of Joe Biden, never has been, actually. They didn't even get along in the Senate. He's being a little more blunt than most Democrats.
12 News is your local election headquarters with exclusive local reaction to President Biden's disastrous debate. Biden and his aides have spent recent days working furiously to calm down panicked Democrats and insisting the president will not bow out of the race.
12 News politics editor Ted Nesi caught up with two top Rhode Island Democrats on Monday to ask what they think should happen next. Ted?
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Congressman Gabe Amo don't dispute that Thursday was a bad night for Democrats, but for now they're still standing behind President Biden in his bid for re-election.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Tens of millions of Americans watched Thursday night as President Biden struggled through the first televised presidential debate, sending shockwaves through the Democratic Party. A CBS News poll over the weekend showed the share of voters who think Biden does not have the mental and cognitive health to serve as president jumped from 65% to 72%. Your honest reaction to the debate?
I think, like a lot of people, I was pretty horrified.
Rhode Island U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse tells 12 News Democrats remain united about the need to defeat former President Donald Trump, but they're looking for reassurance from Biden and his team.
Well, I think people want to make sure that this is a campaign that's ready to go and win, that the president and his team are being candid with us about his condition, that this was a real anomaly, and not just the way he is these days.
Oh, that's local news in Rhode Island, not exactly a state Republicans win. And that's how bad it was in Rhode Island, with Rhode Island senators saying, I think a lot of people were pretty horrified by the debate. Oh, my goodness. It was brutal, brutal stuff. This is bad for Joe Biden. Things that cannot continue will not continue. The problem for Democrats is Joe Biden can continue, whether they like it or not, unless pressure is brought to bear behind the scenes. He's got the money, and the only person who can get the money from him is Kamala Harris, as I write in the show notes today. Just in time for lunch. In fact, if you text data to 33777, you can get this. Only Kamala Harris can take the money that's in Joe Biden's campaign war chest. He can give it to the DNC or an outside group, but then the campaign can't use it. So if Joe Biden steps aside and Kamala Harris takes over, if he doesn't give her the campaign war chest, or let's say somebody else comes in, they say Kamala can't do it. Someone else comes in. They can't get the campaign war chest. So they're starting at $0 in the bank account to cover staff and polling and media and travel and all that. The DNC can take it, an outside group can take it, but they can't cover all those costs. This is brutal. Brutal. CNN just dropped a poll. This is happening right now. This just came out from CNN. 3/4 of U.S. voters say the Democratic Party would have a better shot at holding the presidency in 2024 with someone other than President Biden at the top. According to a new CNN poll, his approval rating has hit a new low following a shaky performance in the first debate of this year's presidential campaign. In a matchup between the presumptive major party nominees, voters nationwide favor Donald Trump over Joe Biden by 6 points, 49-43. Identical to the results from April and consistent with a lead from Donald Trump. The poll also finds Kamala Harris within striking distance of Trump in a matchup. 47% of registered voters favor Trump, 45% Harris, a result within the margin of error, suggesting there's no clear leader under such a scenario. Harris's slightly stronger showing against Trump rests at least in part on broader support from women and independents. Here's the thing. If Joe Biden leaves, it can only be Kamala Harris, and nationally, she polls worse than Joe Biden. The Democrats and the press corps did this to themselves. If you're a member of the White House press corps and you're listening right now, and I know some of them do, you don't want Donald Trump to win. You don't like him, but you contributed to this by sacrificing fairness to protect your precious. And now your ring is melting before our eyes.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want Eric's weekly recipes? They're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
All right. This is somewhat bizarre. Let me see if I can find the audio here. This is, what's his name? Carl Bernstein, you know, of Woodward and Bernstein Nixon Watergate fame. He was on television last night, and he declared that there are cognitive issues and that Joe Biden, for some time, sources have said he's not doing well. Wrong clip. Let's see if I can find this one. He says, here's the quote. There are people, several of them, who are very close to President Biden, who love him, have supported him. Among them, some people who have raised a lot of money for him, and they are adamant that what they saw the other night, that Joe Biden we saw, is not a one-off, that there have been 15, 20 occasions in the last year and a half when the president has appeared somewhat as he did in that horror show that we witnessed. And what's so significant is the people that this is coming from are also many people around the president are aware of it, including reporters. And that this has been going on for 18 months. Why is Carl Bernstein, why is he just coming forward? If this has been coming on for 18 months, why is he just coming forward now? Huh? Why? Why is he just coming forward now? Because they thought they could cover it up. The journalists of America are complicit. They were so concerned about protecting the precious that they couldn't do it. And now there's a rage and a fury, and the backbiting within the White House has begun. They're starting to stab each other in the back. This is a campaign coming off the rails. This is a campaign coming off the rails, and the Democrats are not taking it well. There will be violence from this as the Democrats come completely unglued. And, you know, that causes economic turmoil. In fact, the markets today, they're not doing great. The Dow's not right now, at least. The futures were down this morning. You got bank collapses. You got them more teetering. You got China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa. They're buying up all the gold. 22-year high interest rate. Swiss America has been the trusted leader of precious metals for 40 years. They're warning about a secret war on cash. They've got a report you can read. It takes 15 minutes to read it. I've got a copy of it. You can get a copy completely for free to see what's going on. They're rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau, and they can help you protect your hard-earned assets now. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-289-2646. The all-out war on cash includes digital forms of currency. Read the secret war on cash. Just mention Eric, E-R-I-C-K, when you call or text 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Text my name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 800-289-2646. Get your free report from Swiss America. Message and data rates may apply.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
friends, Romans, citizens of the United States. Oh boy, oh boy. We're in this wide, wild world where at some point I think momentum builds that Joe Biden is going to have to do something to reset the narrative. And I can't believe he hasn't had a press conference yet. His team says he's speaking on climate change today. The problem is he needs to speak without a teleprompter. And I don't know that he can. And I don't know that they think he can. There's this story in Politico. The headline is, "We've all enabled the situation. Dems turn on Biden's inner sanctum post-debate." Over the course of his presidency, Joe Biden's small clutch of advisors have built an increasingly protective circle around him, limiting his exposure to the media and outside advice in an effort to manage public perceptions of the oldest person to ever hold the office and tightly control his political operation. But inside the White House, Biden's growing limitations were becoming apparent long before his meltdown in last week's debate, with the senior team's management of the president growing more strictly controlled as a term has gone on. During meetings with aides who are putting together formal briefings they'll deliver to Biden, some senior officials have at times gone to great lengths to curate the information being presented in an effort to avoid provoking a negative reaction. "It's like, you don't include that, that will set him off, or put that in, he likes that," said one senior administration official. "It's a Rorschach test, not a briefing, because he's not a pleasant person to be around when he's being briefed. It's very difficult and people are scared of him." That's a sign of dementia. The official said he doesn't take advice from anyone other than those few top aides, and it becomes a perfect storm because he just gets more and more isolated from their efforts to control it. The debate was so dismal that nobody can ignore it. Yeah, actually, they can. They can. I want to say something now, though, to all of you overdosing on the Democratic bad news. Joe Biden can still beat Donald Trump, and Democrats can too if they replace him. Don't get cocky. The public doesn't like Donald Trump. You might like Donald Trump. The majority of the public doesn't. 60% of Americans don't want him. They don't like him. You might just understand that you're in the minority. And if the Biden campaign can leverage this, the smartest thing Donald Trump can do is just sit back, say nothing. Do nothing. There's no reason to go after Joe Biden when Joe Biden is flailing about. There's no reason to shoot at your opponent when your opponent is busy shooting himself. Just let it play out. Be very quiet. If they do replace Joe Biden, they got to do it soon. Because that person's going to have to raise money. And if it's Kamala Harris, well, God bless Donald Trump. He might as well start measuring the drapes in the White House. If they get someone else who's unfamiliar to change the dynamic, the Trump team is going to have to define them quickly. The problem here, and this is the Biden campaign's thinking right now, is it's still a pretty divided race. What will wobble towards Trump will wobble back towards Biden the more Trump is exposed. And they're not wrong on that. They're actually right on that. And you need to be mindful of the fact that Joe Biden or any Democrat who replaces him, if they replace him, could still win the presidency. The smartest thing Kamala Harris could do right now would be for her to step aside, and she won't. Because what we're seeing is that for all of the attacks on Republicans about being unwilling to stand up to Donald Trump, being too craven, putting their political ambitions ahead of the good of the country, the Democrats are the same way and always have been. And part of the reason there's such a freak out on the Democratic side right now is for the last 8 years, they've taken that view that we're better than the right. We put the country over our party. And what everyone has seen, including the Democrats who have said that, is no, you don't. The Democrats have told us democracy is under attack and Donald Trump is a threat to the republic, and they're seeing that the man they've put in charge and the man they've given the Democratic nomination to isn't capable of stopping Donald Trump with energy. If Donald Trump loses, it will be because he lost, not because the Democrats won. The Democrats won in 2020, and if you think it was stolen, well, there are greater implications for you there because they're going to try it harder this time. the Democrats are backed into a corner, and that makes them more dangerous. And now they've convinced themselves the Supreme Court has authorized the assassination of politicians by Donald Trump, which it didn't do, but they've convinced themselves it does. The Supreme Court actually said that the job of the district court is to figure out what was a presidential action and what wasn't, and then prosecute Donald Trump for the things that weren't. And by the way, Donald Trump doesn't have any power over the Electoral College, so fake electors is something you can prosecute him for. It gives Jack Smith actually an easier case to make that can be prosecuted quicker and probably taken to trial just after Labor Day, if he wanted to. It's kind of remarkable the Democrats have convinced themselves what the Supreme Court has done is given Donald Trump a large pass, and actually what they've done is they've helped Jack Smith narrow his case down to something that's manageable, prosecutable, and understandable by a jury. The Democrats are in freakout mode, but Republicans, don't get cocky. You can still lose this. 2022 was going to be a big Republican wave, and look what happened. He had bad candidates, had a national movement of people who started feeling threatened about abortion. You had a bunch of Republicans who wanted to argue over 2020 stolen election instead of the future. You got off message. You didn't talk about local issues, and you blew a lead and nearly lost the House. Never underestimate the ability of Republicans to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. But man, I would rather be on the Republican side right now than the Democrats. There are so many things the Democrats have to do if they want to win, and part of that is you really do need to get rid of Joe Biden or figure out a way to shake up his campaign to contain the mess, and I don't know that that's possible. This isn't me wanting the Democrats to do anything. This is me telling you what the Democrats do need to do, and I don't know that they have the capacity to do it. They've covered for him for so long. If they do anything, it's an admission against interest that they were part of the cover-up. But gosh, it is hilarious to watch. All right, the phone lines, 877-973-7425. Ed, you're going to be the first caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, Eric.
Hi there.
I just want to say, after that disastrous debate from Joe Biden, this shouldn't even be close. It shouldn't be close. Donald Trump should be running away with this election, and he's not. That should be the question. Why is it that Donald Trump is not running away with this election? Because the American people don't trust him. They don't trust him. This is going to be another show of Dr. Oz versus John Fetterman on steroids. I honestly think that Joe Biden is going to beat Donald Trump because the American people are not stupid. They're going to remember the last 4 years of Donald Trump's administration, which was
okay.
A complete...
Now, I got to say, Ed, I myself am saying that incumbents have advantages and Joe Biden could still win, but the polling is only just coming out. Don't say – so here's the polling before the election. Trump up 2 from SurveyUSA, Trump up 1 from Morning Consult. Here's the polling after the debate. Trump up 4 from Harvard-Harris, and now Trump up 6 – in the CNN poll. That's right. The CNN poll that just came out has Donald Trump up 6 points. And by the way, in a race with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the Harvard-Harris poll, it's Trump up 8. Trump up 8. Don't look at the – remember, it took a month. It took a month to a month and a half after the conviction of Donald Trump in New York for the polling to begin to shift towards Joe Biden. And the polling has now shifted dramatically in just a few days towards Donald Trump, and that's the beginning of the polling post-debate, not the end of the polling post-debate. Yeah, this is a very close race, and Democrats can still win. Joe Biden can still win, but right now Donald Trump is winning. There's only one poll that has Joe Biden up, and it's a poll that was taken before the debate. It's the I&I tip poll, the Investor Business Daily tip poll. It has Biden up 2. Here's the rest of the list right now. Quinnipiac, Trump up 4. New York Times, Siena, Trump up 4. Data for Progress, a Democratic poll, Trump up 3. Survey USA, Trump up 2. Morning Consult, Trump up 1. And now the post-debate polls entering the conversation. Trump up 4, Harvard-Harris up 8 with third-party candidates. Trump up 6, just Joe Biden and Donald Trump in the CNN poll. That sort of stuff matters in a massive race. If you have Donald Trump and Joe, if you have Donald Trump up six, I'm trying to find now the CNN poll here. Yeah, all these polls are going the same way in a multi-candidate race beyond just Trump and Biden. Trump does even better. So you can be a partisan and you can say, yes, it shouldn't be close. And you're right. If it was Ron DeSantis, if it was Nikki Haley, if it was you name it, there probably would the Republicans would be running away with the race right now. People don't like Trump. But even people who don't like Trump remember that Donald Trump's tenure in office was better. Now, you can say, Ed, that Trump's tenure in office was a disaster, but a majority of Americans, not a plurality, but over 50% of registered voters right now, remember Donald Trump's tenure in office better than Joe Biden's, and that's only going to get worse. By the way, in the CNN poll that just came out, Donald Trump now beating every Democrat. Trump 49-43 Biden, 47-45 Harris, 48-43 Newsom, 47-43 Buttigieg, 47-42 Gretchen Whitmer. And the best the Democrats can do is say, well, CNN is a bias towards Donald Trump. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. But my goodness gracious, what a disaster. What a disaster for the Democrats right now. How do they recover? The best thing they can do is get rid of Joe Biden. But it's going to be really hard to do that. It's actually going to be real hard to do that. All right. Tony, you're going to be up next. Welcome to the show, Tony. How are you?
I'm good, Aaron.
What's going on?
Biden says he dissents because of the Supreme Court ruling. That's an act. That ruling's going to help save him from his failure of oath of office, his failure against the Constitution, and his blatant treason. He's destroying the economy, the currency, and the country.
Yeah, look, Tony, I think that Joe Biden being outraged last night about that Supreme Court decision, it actually helps him. He's not going to be able to be prosecuted by Donald Trump, who said Joe should be in jail in the debate. Donald Trump said Joe Biden should be in jail in the debate. Well, you can't send Joe Biden to jail now because of what the Supreme Court decided. So Joe Biden should probably embrace and love the decision. Also, by the way, it says the president's not above the law and Donald Trump can't be prosecuted. It's something the Democrats and everybody else has seemed to miss. I don't want you to miss out on Old Glory Bank. Y'all, you can do mortgages and loans with Old Glory Bank. You can do no-fee checking, no-fee savings. They have a highly innovative app. I use it. Their debit card is great. Let me explain to you their app. I realize you've got a banking app, but on your Old Glory Bank app, you can deposit cash with the app. At 88,000 retail locations around the country, you go to any other online bank in the country, you can't do that. But with Old Glory Bank, you can. And you're not going to get your account canceled because you're a conservative, because this was a bank started by conservatives for conservatives. In fact, they've even found an innovative way to grow the bank without being publicly traded on the stock market so the wokes can't buy up their shares and force them to become progressive. It's a great bank, good people, good people who run the company. I've enjoyed having an account with them. Yes, I've had a bank account with them for over a year now. Really enjoy them. OldGloryBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. For less than 8 minutes, you can get an account set up with Old Glory Bank, and you should, or your kids, if they get a lot of babysitting jobs, lawn care jobs, whatever, and have cash. It's a great bank for them to have because it's no-fee checking, no-fee savings, and they can deposit the cash at 88,000 retail locations around the country, even if they don't have a local branch for Old Glory near them. OldGloryBank.com. Again, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
Breaking news. Lloyd Dodgett, Democrat from Texas, represents the Austin, Texas area, is the first elected Democrat to call on Joe Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Here is his statement. Having devoted his life to public service, President Biden has achieved much for our country at home and abroad. Stepping up to lead a nation in crisis, President Biden helped rebuild our country from the devastation of a pandemic, an insurrection, and years of Trump wreckage. Yet for more than a year, many Americans have indicated dissatisfaction with their choices in this election. President Biden has continued to run substantially behind Democratic senators in key states, and in most polls has trailed Donald Trump. I had hoped that the debate would provide some momentum to change that. It did not. Instead of reassuring voters, the president failed to effectively defend his many accomplishments and expose Trump's many lies. Our overriding consideration must be who has the best hope of saving our democracy from an authoritarian takeover by a criminal and his gang. Too much is at stake to risk a Trump victory, too great a risk to assume that what could not be turned around in a year, what was not turned around in the debate, can be turned around now. President Biden saved our democracy by delivering us from Trump in 2020. He must not deliver us to Trump in 2024. This week, with the Supreme Court creating a law-free zone around the president, Trump, newly empowered with immunity, could usher America into a long, dark, authoritarian era, unchecked by either the courts or a submissive Republican Congress. I represent the heart of a congressional district once represented by Lyndon Johnson. Under very different circumstances, he made the painful decision to withdraw. President Biden should do the same. While much of his work has been transformational, he pledged to be transitional. He has the opportunity to encourage a new generation of leaders from whom a nominee can be chosen to unite our country through an open democratic process. My decision to make these strong reservations public is not done lightly, nor does it in any way diminish my respect for all that President Biden has achieved. Recognizing that, unlike Trump, President Biden's first commitment has always been to our country, not himself. I am hopeful he will make the painful and difficult decision to withdraw. I respectfully call on him to do so. That's Lloyd Dodgett, Democrat representing Austin, Texas. I note in his release, he says D. Austin, not D. Texas, which is about right. He's being assailed already by Democratic activists who thinks he's a traitor. Just remarkable. Here we are. This is the world we live in. The pressure is beginning to build. The Biden team must do something, and I don't know that they're capable of doing anything to turn the corner. Look, Nancy Pelosi, this just happened on MSNBC from Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this.
Now, again, I think it's a legitimate question to say, is this an episode or is this a condition?
An episode or a condition? They're starting to be concerned. They're hearing from donors, but only Joe Biden can get Joe Biden out of the race. This hour of the program brought to you by First Liberty Building and Loan, wherever you are nationwide. If you're buying a building, if you're building a building, if you're buying a franchise, buying out a business partner or a competitor, or you need an equipment loan, First Liberty makes their own lending decisions and they can help you. First Liberty Building and Loan. First Liberty Building and Loan. Reach out to them, firstlibertyga.com. FirstLibertyGA.com. Now, while all of this is happening, the Supreme Court has issued a series of decisions that actually curtail the bureaucracy and the powers of the president. Yes, I know, while you're distracted by the Trump immunity decision, they've actually curtailed the executive branch powers quite a bit, given power back to Congress. And now the left is going to war with a $10 million campaign against the Supreme Court of the United States. It is an insurrection in the shadows by the left to try to upend the Supreme Court of the United States. I've got the details for you. You need to hear this, what they're doing and who they're doing it with, including members of the press.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.